Another important rule, which is related to this concept, is how Yisurim, how suffering works. The Ramchal explains that it's possible that a person can be a tzaddik, but he has sins, or a Beinoni who is midway in his Avaida. So Hashem will decree upon them that they should receive the motivation and inspiration, if we can call it that, they need to do tshuva. And at that point, they will get some measure of suffering from Hashem in order that they should take it to heart and start to reconsider their actions. And that'll motivate them to do tshuva. That'll motivate them, inspire them to start thinking and reconsider. However, these Yisurim aren't for the purpose of washing a person free of sin so that he can merit Olam Haba, the world to come. Rather, these Yisurim were there expressly to awaken a person, to bring his heart to repentance, and Hashem only created punishment in the absence of tshuva. Hashem's true desire is that a person obviously shouldn't sin, shouldn't do an aver, but if he does, he should do tshuva and come back. And if he doesn't do tshuva, in order that he doesn't totally destroy himself, he'll be afflicted with different levels of suffering to bring to his attention the need to change. If that also doesn't work, then he'll be punished with suffering that will cleanse him from his averis, which is referred to as Yisurei Merik. And this is alluded to in Iyuv. Pasuk says, Vayigal aznam la musar, their ears are open to rebuke. Vayomer, and Hashem says, Ki yeshuvin may oven, so that they return from the sins that they're committing. So this pasuk is telling us that there's a concept of Yisurim simply to open up their ears, simply to bring to a person's attention, to get his attention, that he needs to reconsider, he needs to rethink. Hashem also only allows a person to sin so much before Hashem puts a stop to it. There are limits to a rasha, how long he'll be allowed to choose evil and destroy himself. And once he reaches that point, which Chazal referred to as Miloi Hasa'a, the filling of the measuring cup, so to speak, Hashem won't wait any longer, and he will destroy the Rasha. Up to that point, it's possible that a Rasha can be successful in what he does, and be allowed Min HaShemayim to do evil things, because Habala Tamei Paischen Lai, someone who wants to choose evil, the door is left open for him. But once he reaches the boundary, the Gvul, Hashem unleashes the punishment, and he's destroyed. It's also important to realize that Hashem, in His ultimate wisdom and knowledge, takes everything into account. When Hashem decides how to give a person his test and choices, what level of siyata d'shmaya he'll receive, how difficult or easy it'll be, everything plays a role. His relationship with the people around him and his community, Hashem looks to the parents of the person, to their children, their neighbors, their community, and after judging how every single aspect will be affected, that's when and how the test is administered to the person. This judgment is exclusive to this world. And when a person is judged in the next world, every person is judged alone. But in this world, everyone is affected and included in the judgment and the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, if Hashem decides that a person should be wealthy, and that should be his test and mission in life, that person's children will be born into wealth and will remain wealthy unless something happens to them. So they were included in that judgment. Likewise, if a person is destined for poverty, he and his wife and his children and the people around him are equally affected. The Mishnah says in Adios that a person passes on to his children through his merits five things, and one of them being wealth. So that being the case, every aspect of what judgment is passed on a person to determine what his nesayon will be, how much siyata d'shmaya he'll get, how easy it'll be and how hard it'll be, what will help him and what won't help him, all those are taken into account, including how it will affect his children, how it will affect his parents, how it will change his children's lives, what he is given. All that is taken into account when a person's judgment is passed, and his test and his nisayon in life is determined.